Masechet Zevachim, Perek Het, Mishnah, Dalet. Here we'll talk about the limbs of a hatat, which are supposed to be eaten, and the limbs of an olah, which is fully burned on the Mizbeach, if they became mixed. What do we do in that type of situation? Mishnah says, Evre hatat shint arevu be'evre olah. If the limbs of a korban hatat became mixed up with the limbs of a korban olah, you can't eat them, and you're not allowed to burn them as well. You're not allowed to eat both of them, because part of it, which is the olah, is not allowed to be eaten. It has to be fully burned. At the same time, from the korban hatat is not allowed to be burned on the mizbeach. It has to be eaten. So what do you do in this type of situation? What do I do with the limbs of the animal that in front of me? How do I treat them? Rabbi Eliezer omer yiten lemala. And says Rabbi Eliezer, you put them all on the fire on top of the mizbeach. You burn all of them. The limbs of the olah is supposed to be burned, so that's okay. But what do you do with the limbs of the korban hatat? Says Rabbi Eliezer, v'ro'e ani et besar hatat milmalan ki'ilu etzim. I view the hatat meat that's on top of the mizbeach as if it's wood, like it's fuel for the fire. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer's understanding the prohibition against burning the limbs of the korban hatat only when you have kavana, when you have intention to burn them as part of the korban. But if a person burns them in order to fuel the fire, that would not be a problem. That would actually be allowed. And that's a way to take care of the situation. And the kohen who's bringing the animal or the parts of the limb onto the mizbeach has to have that in mind, that whatever limbs are of the korban hatat are not being used on the mizbeach as a korban, but are there for fuel. V'hachamim omrim te'ubar suratan v'yetzeh lebet ha'srefa. The hachamim disagree and they say the korban hatat is not supposed to be put in fire. You're not allowed to use it as even firewood. So you got a problem. So they say there's no way to permit the burning of the limbs on the mizbeach, so therefore what you should do is leave them until the morning. Their appearance changes at that point in time. All the moisture has left the korban. And once morning hits, the korban becomes notar. The Torah tells us that the limbs of the korban hatat and the olah have to be eaten or burned by the next morning. If they're not, then they become notar. They're left over and they're disqualified. And we take them to a spot called Bet HaSerefa, where the invalid korbanot are burned. That's in part of the courtyard. So therefore, over here, you leave them out until the appearance changes, and then Ve'etzel HaBet HaSerefa, they're taken out to the place where the invalid korbanot are burned. So according to Hachamim, we're stuck in a situation where we have no recourse, we have no choice. We can't eat the animal in question, the limbs, because it may be from the korban olah. We can't burn the entire animal, because whatever we're burning may be from the korban hatat, which is not allowed to be burned. So we're stuck here. We can't do anything. We have to wait till morning when it becomes problematic to own, and we have to put it in the fire as notar.